Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
State releasing some news today. Benny the Beaver is coming back. Retro. This is not like me wearing my eighth grade middle school t-shirts. This is Benny the Beaver coming back. There are plans now. If you're an Oregon State fan, and people were really excited about this on social media today, Oregon State fans, about the return of the old Benny the Beaver. And I looked at it and I thought, you know what? That is a very simple logo. I liked it. Zach Lassiter is the deputy athletic director at Oregon State, and he joins us now. Some positive response out there for this Beaver logo.
Hey, John. Yeah, how are you doing? Yeah,
doing
people
well.
People love Benny, and they're excited to bring him back. The return theme is started with our football coach, and now it extends to Benny as well.
Why make the announcement now? I like it. Some people were like, "Hey, should have unveiled it as a surprise." But you don't get the punch you get in releasing it now, do you?
Yeah, I mean, today was just about us mentioning that he's back. We debuted the helmet today, but there's still more to come. Obviously, we've centered around that October 20th game against Cal, but we still feel like we have a few things that we can share with folks. They'll be excited about closer to the game.
The helmets. Well, help me out with this. The Benny the Beaver helmet, will that be on the helmets all season, or is it just for that game, the Cal game?
The plan is to have it for that game. When we looked back, I think we found back in 1973 was the only season where this logo Benny appeared on the helmet, and so we thought certainly it's a great way to celebrate that. So it'll be for that game, but who knows? We believed through our research and talking to people that people would be excited about it. And so this is a chance for us to debut it, have some excitement around that game. It's also our Hall of Fame game. So we'll have former student athletes coming back and celebrating some of our past champions. So we thought it was a great way to kind of build some excitement around that game.
We're talking to Zach Lassiter. He is a deputy athletic director at Oregon State. The logo, Jonathan Smith's return, you've got all that positive momentum, and then last season you have 1-11. What are you selling to the fan base right now when you're talking about marketing season tickets and single game tickets? I noticed are also on sale.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about the return, I think the recognition that, and Coach Smith talks about it, is from 2000 to 2010, we were one of the three most winning programs in the league. And so bringing Jonathan back with some of his expertise and the staff that he brings from folks that have done turnarounds at other Pac-12 schools, I think really acknowledges the fact that we can win here and we'll win again. Obviously, the last few years haven't been what we want on the field, but I think you're seeing that across the board. You're seeing that with all the former student-athletes coming back. And Derek Anderson was there the first day of practice. We're seeing those folks come back and be re-engaged in numbers we haven't seen in a long, long time. You're seeing that with the return of this logo. I mean, all these things. Let's celebrate what's great about Oregon State football, because there has been a lot of success in the recent history. And so take all those pieces together and then add some improvements to Research Stadium. Look at all the things that we can do and build on that success, because there's a lot of people that love Oregon State football. And there's no sport more popular in this country than football. And so we want to make sure it's a great chance for people to come back on campus, enjoy what's great about Oregon State, and then, certainly, we're gonna get back to that stage. It may not be game one, but I think Coach Smith talks about constant improvement and getting back to who we are as Oregon State, and I think we're well on our way to doing that.
There's a lot of mystery about what this team's going to look like. How are they going to play? Yesterday, we were kind of making a case on the show about You know, what if they're a nice little surprise this season? What if, you know, the Stanford game last year, they almost win that game. The Colorado game, they almost win that game. Would we be talking much different if it were a three-win season? Would we be talking about four or five wins? On campus, is there a buzz about this team, or are the expectations sort of measured right now?
I think people are encouraged and cautiously optimistic would be the way I would describe it. I think certainly everyone believes that we have the right coach in place. We have the right staff in place. I think people also understand where we are as a program coming off the last 2 years. And so I think what you'll see eventually is a return to that. How quickly will dictate based on a couple plays every football game. I mean, John, as you know, every college football game turns on 3 to 5 plays each game. And if those go in your favor, the result can be very different. So the margin between winning and losing in college football is not nearly as large as people think. So if we make those plays and you start to see the belief and the belief that these guys believe in each other and believe in that they're going to win as opposed to hoping to win, I think over time you're going to see that confidence come back, the belief that we can be there. And I think people expect that here. And that's leadership of Coach Smith. You know, he's been part of winning programs his whole life as a player, as a coach, and everyone else around him is here to compete and to win games. That's ultimately why he's here.
Oregon State has made a push. You guys are making a push really to have this weekend be family fun day, autographs, a scrimmage, a movie on the new video board at Gill Coliseum. That is a cool event. You've also got, as you mentioned, Derek Anderson and Matt Moore and Bill Swancutt and Mike Haas, Gabe Miller and some others. You guys are really reaching into your past to really make this a return. How much of the old Oregon State will we see? On game day, will we see Beavers who haven't been there and haven't showed up for years?
Yeah, I think when you're looking at ideas, and we break it down into two areas, there's ideas and concepts that resonate with recruits, and then there's ideas that resonate with fans. And the great ones are ideas that resonate with both, right? Because we're not going to be successful unless we can make our program attractive to 17-year-olds. We also have to make sure that we create an environment that everybody who's a fan of Oregon State can come back. So I think what we're trying to find is where are those ideas that have with both? And obviously, you know, being out and listening and talking to people and encouraging them to come back, and you mentioned with the former players, is great. But we've also got to make sure that we're relevant in the recruiting area as well. And so I think it's been excited. DVDs back and from the football side, and they've been great partners about identifying what worked from 2000 to 2010. What were those game experiences or things that allowed us to have really a decade of success? But then also making sure it's relevant in 2018 as well. And so I think we found a really good combination of ideas that we'll bring back, but also some things that have worked and people are excited about. So, yeah, it's about bringing everyone back into the program. You mentioned the Saturday Family Fun Day. It's a great day. It's a free event for fans to come out, check out the team. They're scrimmaging from 3 to 5. There'll be autographs after that. And then 7 o'clock, as you mentioned, we'll have the new video board in Gill, which is just incredible. You're not going to believe it until you see it. We're going to show Space Jam on there, a way to show folks that we're investing in facilities. And then we're heading up to Bend as part of our Beaver State tour from August 21st to 23rd. We'll be up there. And on August 23rd, we'll have a scrimmage that'll be open to the public to get another chance people to get a look at this team. Cause there is a lot of excitement, a lot of intrigue about, you know, who's going to play and what kind of offense are we going to run. So we want to make sure we give opportunity for people to take a look at what we're doing so that they can decide whether we've convinced them to get back on board. Because there's a lot of Beaver fans that have been watching Beaver football for the last few years. They just haven't given them a good enough reason to come back to Reser. And it's our job to do that, and I think we're well on our way.
Zach Lassiter with us, Oregon State's deputy athletic director. It's interesting because I have a panel of millennials that I keep around the show just to do sort of focus group work with. I showed them the helmets, and they said, "Fire!" And that was it. I closed the door. They love the helmets. So kids are loving the retro helmets. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I talk about, John. I mean, those ideas that resonate with recruits and resonate with fans. Like, we've got to have ideas that resonate with 17-year-olds and 70-year-olds. And so if we're not actively listening to to what those people enjoy, then we're not doing our part. And that's really that partnership between the football program and us on the administrative side of trying to find where those ideas align. And you're seeing that with the retro Benny helmet. You're seeing that with some of our best college town, the Pac-12 campaigns. All these ideas, I think, ultimately are targeted at recruits, but also, I think, bring out affinity and excitement from a fan base. And sometimes it's really easy to come up with one and both. But our ability, I think, to unite everyone and get people excited about it, because if we don't have not just recruits, but our students in the seats, because really college football, the excitement and the energy of the stadium starts with the student section. And if they don't feel engaged and part of what's going on, then it's really hard to overcome that. And so it's really important for us to make sure that young people that love to yell and scream and have a great time at games, that we have them coming back, because that'll be how we get Reese rocking again.
All right. When you go to bring Benny the Beaver, the retro logo back for the helmets, is that a big, long discussion, or is it kind of like the response on Twitter right now? I just tweeted a photo of the helmet, and people are going, I love this helmet. It's on fire. I have to have this. Is that a big, long discussion, or is it, what do you guys think of this? Done. That's a good idea. Like, how big is that group when you're making that decision?
Yeah, it starts small and gets bigger. I mean, this idea has been in the works for quite a while, close to a year. And it starts with the recognition that we think we're on to something and we're going to have success. Then it turns into, what partners do we need to make this successful? And we were fortunate enough to sit down with Nike a while back and pitch this idea, and they were on board and thought it was great. And so, how do we utilize those assets? And then Coach Smith comes on board, and we sit down and we talk about the idea, and he was excited about it, very encouraged about, hey, I love the way we're going with that, we're on board. So once we get those real key stakeholders and folks that have the ability to make it successful, then you start working on more tactics. And so some of the fun stuff, I think one of the neater visual pieces that we did is the Retro Benny log. This gentleman, I want to make sure to give him credit, Kevin Strosslin. He works for Oregon 3D Art and Chainsaw Sculpting. We had this idea of debuting the logo, and we commissioned him to do the Retro Benny in a log. I mean, this thing weighs 500 pounds, and he was able to do a fun sculpture of it. We actually have it in the Beaver store here on campus. And that's what you saw in our video release as a way to kind of tease everyone on what we're doing. So certain pieces of the campaign come together later on, but ultimately you gotta start small, and then as you get closer and closer, get as many people on board to make sure that when you make that launch and people have excitement around it, that you can utilize it. And it's been fun to watch the reaction from, like you said, social media. Yeah, it's about fans, alums, but we have a few of our student athletes on social being excited about it as well. And so I think, as we believe that when we put this back out to talk about it, this would be something that people would be excited about. And that's what you want leading into a football season. You want people excited. You want people talking about Oregon State and what to look forward to this fall. And as we get closer to football season, I think every day you have something to talk about leads people into making a decision about whether they're going to get back and reengage with football, which you want them to, because we got a football game here at home in less than a month, and we want to give people as many reasons as we can to come and cheer on the Bees at Research Stadium.
All right. Have you had a look at this team? I mean, and people are going to get to see them scrimmage on Saturday, but have you seen what they look like? Have you stopped by a practice? Can you give us any kind of insight that the media does not yet have?
I certainly don't pretend to be a football coach. If we're relying on my insight for where we're going to go, then we've hired the wrong person. But what I look at and enjoy in practice is how coaches coach, and do they have a plan? Do they utilize every minute? Is there a method to what they're doing? And been really impressed at the energy level and the organization that a first-year head coach has been able to bring. And what that tells me is that he's hired a staff that understand what it's like to compete at this level, and the ability to get our young players to be able to believe in that. I think it's only a matter of time. So I'm excited about it. I'm as curious about who's going to play as anyone else. But I think, as Coach has mentioned too, we'll make those decisions when we need to, and creating a competitive environment and giving people a chance to compete for positions is a great opportunity. That's what everybody who comes to play any sport here wants. So we'll see. I'm excited about what I've seen, but at the same time, I'm going to rely on Coach Smith to know where we need to be to get ready to play at Ohio State, start the season.
Zach Lassiter, thank you. Good stuff.
Thanks, John. Take care. Have a great weekend. Go Beavs.
There's the Deputy Athletic Director at Oregon State, Zach Lassiter. What do you think of the new helmets? What do you think of what Oregon State is selling to you? 503-417-7575. Oregon State opens September 1st in Columbus against Ohio State. But it's the helmet in the return of Benny the Beaver that we are talking about on today's show. Zach Lassiter, the deputy AD at Oregon State, just mentioned it. He mentioned a wood carving that's at the student store. I've got a photo of that carving that was just sent to me because it came up, and many, many listeners, some of which who are close to that student store, immediately shipped me photographs of that beaver carving. I'll tweet them out. At John Canzano BFT, make sure you're following. David's in Astoria. I want to hear from you Beaver fans. Are you buying what Oregon State's selling? Is it going to be enough for you to come in and see a new video ribbon board around Reser Stadium and the students in campus showing up and the Jonathan Smith being down there and maybe some former players like Derek Anderson being around the program and Benny the Beaver back on the helmets? Is that enough? Is that enough for you? 503-417-7575 is the number. Let's go to David in Astoria. Go ahead, David.
Hey, John. I'm a Ducks fan, but I'm hopeful for the Beavers. I think that things are looking positive. And, wait. Do the Beavers still have a football program? Oh, sorry. I think that they're going to be better. I think they'll continue to be better as the coaches grow together. Jonathan Smith seems like somebody who will stick, and then the proof's in the pudding. We'll see.
It's interesting that, you know, David made a joke there, and I was going to ask Zach Lassiter, the deputy AD at Oregon State, about some of the jokes. Oregon State fan, help me out with this. You've been hearing those jokes now for what, a couple few years, maybe just last year. You probably weren't hearing the jokes after the Civil War victory that Oregon State struck a couple years ago that ultimately probably cost Mark Helfrich's job. How does that strike you when you hear Duck fans making jokes, making you the butt of the joke? Do you take that as good-natured ribbing? Do you take that as cheap? Kick them while they're down? Do you take that as, well, we'd be doing the same thing if Oregon was coming off a 1-11 season? I don't know if you would, because I don't have that evidence. I almost asked Zach Lassiter about it. Like, how much does it bother you at Oregon State when you see people on Twitter or on social media making fun of Oregon State? But I want to ask Oregon State fans that same question. 503-417-7575. Is that good-natured ribbing that David and Astoria just did? Is it par for the course? Is it cheap? Fire back if you're an Oregon State fan. I want to hear if that bothers you, or do you just shrug it off? Does it matter to you? Does it register with you? It's interesting to me when I look at the Oregon State's history that this is a program, when you go back a decade, that, you know, Mike Riley and Chip Kelly were coaching a game where the winner was going to the Rose Bowl. Oregon State was coming off two 10-win seasons, had a 9-win season, chance to win 30 games in 3 years. And I thought it was such a pivotal moment for Oregon State. And Oregon won the game. Oregon went on to play in the Rose Bowl. And Oregon State turned and went the other direction. It was a moment of truth. You tell me how you feel about that if you're an Oregon State fan. 503-417-7575. Does that joke sit well with you? Matt's in Vancouver. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, no, you know, a guy made a joke, and it's kind of funny. The only joke in the Pacific Northwest for the past few years has been the Ducks football program. They used to be a top five program. They used to be, you know, one of the measuring sticks for Division I football. And quite honestly, they haven't been able to hold on to or get a fantastic coach. And really, Oregon State's in better shape than Oregon is right now. And so to have the Ducks fans making jokes, I think it's more out of being nervous and realizing that Oregon State's on the upswing and Oregon is just about ready to hit rock bottom.
503-417-7575. You're a Duck fan. How do you feel about that? You're a Beaver fan. Do you agree with Matthew in Vancouver? You tell me. You got the bald-faced truth and the BFF.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.